Let you go.
The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5, streaming at KRSH.com. That's a highlight of my week. Zicky the Wine Gal in the house. You guys know headphones.
I am so excited to be here with you today and just to be in the Bill Bowker studio.
The Bill Bowker studio.
And I mean, I love Bill. I love Lavanna. Mm-hmm. I love their daughter. I've known Bill since the KVRE days.
Nice.
And I was so excited to know that we are naming the studio and have named the studio here at Crush,
yes,
the Bill Bowker Studio. Amazing.
Amazing.
And welcome to Wine Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Right here in wine country, it is foggy and misty. The mist was coming down. I had my windshield wipers on for a hot minute coming into work today. And that hasn't happened in months. So it just kind of feels like fall is in the air. But we still have a few more weeks of summer left. So put your pumpkins away. I'm just saying. And big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And I'm reminded of that every time I travel to another city, because there is nothing like Oliver's Markets. And I got into a conversation last night about a certain thing that I get at Oliver's, and I'm like, oh, you know, all the fresh organic produce, and I'm talking to a friend, you know, who lives on the East Coast, and she goes, no, we don't have a market like that here. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I digress a little bit, but not really. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits, they have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa, and Harvest is here. So as I was driving through the misty fog and looking at the redwood trees peeking out of the hills this morning, and going along the little windy roads as I pass Zigtown and getting onto the freeway to come here, I'm looking around and it's so beautiful and just so calming about the mist of the fog coming down over the redwoods. And then on either side of me are big, big giant trucks with bins of grapes, and the grapes are like happily hopping inside the bins, going back and forth to and fro. And I'm like, oh, I love this time of year. It's just my favorite. It's my favorite. And that's what's happening right now. Harvest is here. And I wait all year for it, as many people do. And the smell of fermentation in the air is so inviting. It's so delicious and it's so succulent. It smells so good. And I'm not kidding. There is no fragrance I would rather wear. And I'm a Chanel gal. I'll put that out there. But there is no fragrance I would rather wear than a little bit of fermentation behind the ears. Oh my God, I just said that out loud. I'm not kidding. I love the smell of fermentation. And depending on what types of grapes are fermenting, that creates all the aromas. Just, it's so sexy. Again, oops, outside voice. But what's happening? Sauvignon Blanc has been coming in right and left. Lots of Pinot Noir getting harvested right now. Some Chardonnay getting harvested. You know, some Merlot and Cabernet are on the way. And I had an opportunity to talk to a couple of my favorite winemakers, even though I'm not supposed to say that because they're all my favorite. Well, almost all of them are my favorite. But I have some really fabulous reports from in and around wine country on what is exactly happening at harvest time. And one of my favorite places, Crux Winery. These guys make a GSM, which is Grenache Syrah Mourvèdre blend, that is my absolute go-to favorite. They do so many amazing things. And their Grenache Noir, I just love, 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 love. But harvest is just getting underway for these guys at Crux. And Brian said only their Viognier has been picked so far. A little bit of Grenache Blanc and Grenache Noir is on the calendar for next week. He said that the sugars are a little ahead of the acid and seed maturity. So the cool down right now that we're experiencing, what I just talked about as I was driving into the Crush this morning, is absolutely welcome. This is key for really having those grapes hang a little bit longer on the vine, having the acid raise a little bit, because acid is the backbone of all of our wines. We know that. Syrah, Petite Syrah, Mourvèdre, and Zinfandel are still hanging out for the Crux team, and they are really looking forward to picking that. So I was really glad to hear that. Now, one of my favorite winemakers of all time, and I've known Oded since back in the day when he was making sparkling wines at Jay Winery. And for years and years and years, he's had his own winery, Longboard. And I always love to check in with Oded because he's not only a good friend, but but he's also a neighbor. We live on the same road, and I always love to know what he's got going on in his vineyards. And he said that harvest is going well, and he loves what he's tasting so far in the tanks, and he loves that we're having this cooler weather this week. And so far, he's picked his fruit for his sparkling wine, and of course, he's notorious for sparkling wine, his Grenache for rosé, which is also delicious. He's also picked his Sauvignon Blanc and his Albarino, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir, so he's doing pretty good with harvest so far. He had a little bit of sunburn on his Albarino fruit, but he said the fruit is delicious, and it's at a lower than average sugar levels, which he loves. And he's got his Syrah, Merlot, Malbec, and Cabernet still hanging out, waiting to be picked. And he is just really, really excited about harvest right now. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't check in with one of my absolute favorites, Chris Roussey. And, you know, I'm not kidding. He called me out on some tequila things. And I'm just going to bring up what he sent to me in a text message because it's only fair. And he kind of called me out for not bringing him any tequila yet. And I'm known for my rum runs, showing up on the crush pad at these wineries, pulling out my table out of the trunk and setting up a whole rum run or a tequila touchdown. And he's called me out on that. So, you know, Chris works, first of all, at Comstock Winery, and I have followed his career for darn near 30 years when he was an intern way back in the day. And I just love watching his career. He's such a great winemaker. And he said he actually kicked off harvest a couple of weeks ago, and he's been receiving a steady flow of grapes. And he said, so far, the fruit has been absolutely gorgeous. He said that they've brought in their Sauvignon Blanc, as have a lot of people, it seems like, and they've brought in their Viognier. They source their Viognier from Katie's Corner in the Russian River Valley. And he's brought in almost all of his Zinfandels, which is great news. I love a nice high-acid, low-sugar Zinfandel myself. He's brought in Petite Syrah, or he is going to be bringing in some Petite Syrah and some Pinot this weekend. He said that really he feels like the fruit for this harvest at Comstock has been exceptional. Great flavors, great aromatics, and that's just what I was talking about. He said the red wine ferments are already showing considerable density, and the aromas are just so inviting. They're still waiting on their Merlot and Cabernet, as are most people. And those tend to be later ripeners. We know that. He has a cooler climate Chardonnay that's still hanging out there, cool climate Grenache and Syrah that are still hanging out there. No surprises yet, he said, for this harvest. But he said, Zig, I'm kind of waiting around for someone to come to us and surprise us with a bottle of delicious tequila to share a shot or two. Do you know anybody who does that, Zig? LOL, we love you. So thank you, Chris Roussey, for your harvest report. And I've got a lot more harvest reports coming in. I'll continue to share these both on social media and here on The Crush as harvest continues for 2024. It is a very, very exciting time. And I know that lots of events are still happening. And beyond the events, I just want to say this. You know, I got out and about last weekend and did some wine tasting. I actually went to wine tasting rooms and did some wine tasting. And there wasn't a lot of folks out there, which made me a little concerned. So I'm just trying to encourage you to get up, get out, support local, get into these tasting rooms, because this is the time of year when you can smell fermentation in the air and you can see all the trucks coming in with the bins of grapes and they're crushing on the crush pad. This is when you want to be at the wineries, checking it all out, learning about how things happen from grape to glass and checking out the aromas and seeing all the action. Who doesn't want to be in the middle of the action? I love the middle of the action. So get out and about and check it out. Just as I was coming in today, I saw Martinelli. Looks like they brought in a couple of bins of white grapes, probably their Chardonnay, but we'll see. So that's the exciting thing, is just driving around and checking out what's right here in our backyard, because this is the time of year we all wait for Harvest 2024. If you want to get hip to the deal, follow me on social media, of course, as I'll be doing more harvest reports. And I hope to see everybody this week out and about at winery tasting rooms. I know I'm going to go out and hear some music as well. We have Backyard happening here tomorrow night. We have Spike Sykes is playing. Well, find a place that Spike isn't playing. Let's start there. You know, I super heart Spike. So I'll be checking out his music this week as well, as a lot of fun things happening this weekend. And if you want to get hip to the deal, just send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. Happy harvest. Thanks for tuning in to Wine Wednesday. Cheers.
Thanks, Zig.